This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Julius Randle. You know, I really liked him at Kentucky. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, well, he...
He was really good.
He's had a solid playoffs, but he is he's showing his true colors in this series. You can depend on him for a game and be like, dude, you're awesome. I love you. Okay, this is why you're drafted.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
Color me intrigued.
And then he disappears. And then he comes back for another great game. And then he disappears again. There was definitely the... This Julius Randle thing was not getting past the whole smell test with me, where over the first couple series of the playoffs, I was like, okay, you're playing well, but I'm keeping an eye on you.
A little suspicious over here.
And then sure enough, this series happens. I mean, granted, they're playing a really good team.
Jalen Brunson's mine of that.
Yeah.
That I've been kind of like, throughout the playoffs, I'm like, you've been pretty good, but I don't know how sustainable this is. And sure enough, it's not really sustainable.
Well, again, dude, Aaron Nesmith is putting in through absolute hell. Like, Aaron Nesmith, obviously, from what he did in game one, nailing all those three-pointers, where it was just like, hey, man, you're pretty good. All right. Respect there. But what he's been doing defensively against Brunson, taking him at full court, if you even just watch him off the ball, like when Brunson doesn't have the balls in his hands, he is just, like I said, he's inside him.
It's Rick Carlisle, baby.
It's amazing to watch.
I love Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, it's awesome. The Pacers are just, if the Pacers Thunder matchup is what we get, I'm looking forward to it because
I think it'll be fun.
I'll
take the Thunder all day, but I think it's going to be fun.
You got a team in Indiana that flies around, that plays good defense, just has energy up to wazoo, and then you have a team in the Thunder that it's just like good luck.
Maybe the deepest team we've ever seen outside of maybe the year Iggy won the MVP of the Warriors.
Dude,
that team was pretty deep.
I got to pull this up because someone on, I think it was on Reddit the other day.
I'm really glad that I'm right about Chet Holmgren. Let me tell you that. I'm really jacked that I was right about Chet Holmgren.
Dude
is an absolute monster.
Someone on Reddit the other day brought up the 2019 Raptors, the NBA champion Raptors.
Oh, yeah, Kawhi.
And their roster and how insane it was. So, yeah, they had Kawhi, Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, mm-hmm. Serge Ibaka, Danny Green.
Fred VanVleet,
Mark Gasol, Jonas Valanciunas, OG Anunoby, Norm Powell.
Yeah, baby!
Can't forget about Chris Boucher. Go Ducks.
Duh, go Ducks.
And then...
sounds gross coming out of my mouth.
And Jeremy Lin.
Oh, the sanity.
But again, like they're like first 9-10 players, like
wow.
Dude. Yeah, it was just like, all right.
Those guys are all on different teams and made the playoffs this year.
You might have needed a Kevin Durant torn Achilles and Klay Thompson shredding his knee to win that, but that's a damn good
roster. That's a damn good roster.
That's a really good team.
That is crazy that's how they win. By two of the greatest players of all time going down with catastrophic injuries.
One of the greatest players of all time.
Klay Thompson's a Hall of Famer. You count as one of the greatest players of all time.
One of the best shooters of all time.
If you go to the Hall of Fame, you count as one of the greatest players of all time.
I feel like the Basketball Hall of Fame is a lot more thought, and he'll just slip in because of Steph.
Is this a Dirt and Sprague poll question-esque question?
What? Is Klay Thompson a Hall of Famer? Dude, he's got 4 rings, and he's one of the greatest 3-and-D players of all time.
He'll be.
How much did Steph carry him? How much did Klay
How much did Klay carry Steph, huh? Let me ask you that. Ain't
know.
No titles without Klay Thompson. Chump.
I don't know.
Chump.
I think a lot of that was because of Steph, Draymond, Iguodala,
Kevin Durant.
Durant was a big part.
Iguodala, baby.
Iggy. I love Iggy. I loved him. I loved him his entire career. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm probably high as a kite right now. Klay Thompson should be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, without a doubt, dude. Without a doubt. When you have dynasties, you put in the 3 best players.
I just don't like his face.
Why?
It's very flat. If you look at a profile of him, he's got a very weird face.
He don't make any sense.
His bust is going to look weird. Do they do the Hall of Fame bust for the basketball?
Basketball? I don't know. Is Michael's crying?
You just literally need to give it. It's just a flat piece of paper.
It's a 2D picture of Klay Thompson.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I drove by his house that he lived in college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yesterday.
This last weekend?
Yeah, yesterday.
Knock on the door. Klay, he was still here.
Klay, did you know that? Did you know that?
Can I walk around?
Oh, good times.
Did you party with Klay ever?
No comment.
Oh, don't want to throw him under the bus, huh?
Let's just say he's not a big drinker.
Is he Mormon?
No.
Oh. He
chooses other forms.
Oh.
No.
He likes to ride the slopes in Pullman.
Goes skiing a lot.
Huh?
No, not that either. No, he's no Iceman, that's for sure. Oh. All right, Joe, you brought this up, and I think this is a great little experiment we can dive into looking around the American League and the National League. We'll start in the American League, kind of looking around at teams that are kind of flirting at 500. Who could actually be good and make a run? This kind of all started...
Tickling the playoff taint, if you will.
Yeah, this all kind of started with Tampa railing off 6 wins in a row. They did lose today, but they are 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they sit right now at 500. So if we look at just the American League of teams flirting with 500, I give you the Tampa Bay Rays at 500, the Blue Jays at 26-27.
No.
The Red Sox at 27-29.
I'll take care of that one early. No on the Blue Jays.
And no on the Red Sox.
Yeah, no.
The Kansas City Royals are 29-27. They sit in fourth place
in
that loaded division.
Who ESPN said that right now they have the apparent front runner for Cy Young, Chris Bubik.
No.
Yeah, that's what the ESPN, they did an article today of the who are the award leaders so far.
How to prove to you I don't watch baseball.
Well,
ESPN's really good at that.
But also Chris Bubik has a 1.45 ERA.
I understand that. But do you believe that that's going to continue and Skubal's going to fall off?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure Skubal's like a plus 100 now after his game on Sunday.
Dude, Seth Lugo could got Cy Young votes last year.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he did get
He had a great year.
Yeah. But anyways.
Anyway, there's Kansas City Royals at 29-27. Let's see here. The Texas Rangers at 26-29. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, 25-28. And for funsies, I'll throw the A's in at 23-31.
No, you don't need to. That's fine.
Those last two teams.
I was going to say.
Dude, my A's, man. What happened?
They both
I heard they're the A's. I've been reading they've got a lot of issues in West Sacramento field.
They don't like playing.
Did you see Mark
Kotze got tossed and he had to walk all the way to the left field? Because that's where the that's
minor
where it
league
is.
Manager
like,
style.
Can you imagine the whole time he's walking? This is complete and utter bull.
He's going back to the dugout after getting tossed, and there's a guy there like, there's no exit here.
Well, yeah.
You can't. There's literally no door to go anywhere.
You can't be in the dugout. You got tossed. He's like, look, dude, please don't just make me walk to left field. The walk of shame.
Remember it was like the boisterous manager freakouts. I think his name was like Philip Wellman, the guy that would like toss his hat, toss his jersey, and then basically crawl over home plate. I think he was a AAA manager, and he always had to walk off into the outfield. It's just, it's crazy how up in Hillsboro, it's a single-A stadium. They have a clubhouse right behind the dugout. But apparently you can't do that, AAA. I don't know.
Okay, my A's are toast. Who do you like in the American League of these teams, Joe?
Of the teams that are fighting around that 500 mark, no on the Athletics, no on the Angels. I hate to say it, but no on my Orioles.
No, sorry, bud.
Yeah, not even close to 500.
They are playing a little better.
They, at one point this weekend, had a worse record than the White Sox.
Ouch. Really?
Yeah.
While I was gone?
Yes. And then they won a couple games against the Cardinals.
Oh.
Hey, the Blue Jays fired Charlie Montoyo and then came back to the playoffs with John Schneider. It's a possibility.
Dude, Schneider's going to get fired.
I hate to say that my Rangers are out, but until they decide that they want to actually score some runs.
Yeah, that offense is really puzzling. Jock Peterson, no bueno. Seager's hurt.
He just got injured, too.
Seager's hurt. Marcus Semien, like, paging Marcus Semien. Where are you, bro?
I think he has one of the worst war, or there was some stat that I saw. He's one of the worst players in the league.
Playing every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad.
Adelis.
My guy Adelis. 211.
Oh.
Dude, I love
how many home runs does he have?
7.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, 211 is bad. He's one of my favorite players forever.
But like, Evan Carter can't figure it out in the bigs. Yeah. Wyatt Langford's hurt, is he not?
I do not know. But I do know that the Rays are not hurt, and they're playing some really good baseball. And I know that they're the flavor of the week, but
I mean, that's Kevin Cash.
I was going to say classic
that's,
Kevin Cash.
That's what they do.
They, they're pitching. While it's not amazing, they do not, put unnecessary runners on base, and on offense, the guys they do get on base, they steal them. And that's what, that's Kevin Cash baseball to a T, is that we may not be mashing home runs, putting up 20 runs, 15 runs a game, but if we get our guys on base, we are going to snag second, we're going to try and get third, and we're going to try and get home. And we're going to do anything possible to make that happen.
And that's without Junior Caminero playing well, because he's been pretty rough.
Right.
He's as a young kid, he's been pretty rough this year.
No, dude, they're both.
Taj Bradley's been great.
Their best player offensively, Jonathan Arenado. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, and he doesn't even play every day.
Zach Little, Taj Bradley each have ERAs at 4 or above. Ryan Pipiel has a 3.5. Shane Baz, almost a 5 ERA.
That's brutal. How are you winning games?
Former beef though, Drew Rasmussen, 2.6 ERA.
So McClanahan back yet?
I don't believe so, no. But
they're
again,
they're just that team that you can never count them out.
They just take
it because that's what they do.
They
and the ball's going to fly at Steinbrenner Field in Florida in the, as it heats up.
Hey, you got that short right field wall, you know. by the way, McClanahan threw from 90 feet on Friday.
Ooh, I like that. I like to hear that. I like Shane McClanahan a lot. I think you're spot on with the Tampa Bay Rays. I think they're going to be really feisty. I don't believe in the Rangers. No on the Blue Jays. No on the Sox. No on everybody below that. Kansas City is 29-27. That division,
it's going to be a juggernaut.
It's going to be really rough, especially with the Twins playing a lot better now. Like it's going to be pretty tough. You know, the Twins won like 12 in a row and we're still in fourth place for a while.
Yeah, and I try to always remind myself and of anybody else that 6 of those wins came against the Orioles, and 2 of them were against the Brewers, who are not playing particularly great division winning baseball again. So, we'll see. We'll see if that passes the sniff test over time.
They're above 500 and decently, but you got a pulse on the Astros yet?
I do not. I just know that they have Hunter Brown, who is pitching great, extremely well. And I don't know, man. It might be one of those death by a thousand cut things again.
God, I hate this. I hate this. Why are we doing this again?
Dude, that's just what they do, baby.
Jordan Alvarez isn't back yet, too, because he gets his hands all numb.
Yeah, it's they're weird, man. I think they might just ride their starting pitching, which has always been really good as long as they've been this iteration of the Astros.
Yeah, this new wave.
But
boy, they'd be good if they had Kyle Tucker, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. it does seem like I don't know. They are hard to gauge because this is such a different version of them.
Right.
That I can't say, like, they're going to be there in the end and guarantee it this time.
Because it's Altuve. It's not even the same pitching. It's not even the same managing staff, coaching staff. It's Bregman and then a bunch of other dudes.
So it's very bizarre. But
Pena is a World Series MVP.
As far as the team that is on the outside looking in, I would say it's going to be the Rays that maybe usurp, I don't know, man, whether it's the Guardians or the Twins. Because I look at the Astros and I'm like, dude, they're going to find a way somehow.
I hate it so much.
Like, so if I'm gonna put my money on any of the teams outside of the wild card right now, I'm going to say that the Rays sneak in there because Kevin Cash, man, he knows how to coach a team that doesn't have a lot of resources, and it's just playing scrappy baseball, man.
Yeah. It's not sexy to you, but it's sexy to me.
And it's sexy to wins.
Yeah.
That win column.
It's all about the W, baby. Yeah. I like KC to figure it out, too. I still don't believe in the Twins. I won't believe in the Twins until they prove to me otherwise. And if they make the playoffs, they'll play the Yankees and they'll get smoked.
Well, Casey's the classic case of bad hitting, good pitching.
Yeah.
So
with, you know, top 5 player in the league. All right, let's wrap this up. Next segment, we'll switch over to the National League, which I think has a lot more scary possibilities. Do that next. Hot Corner, Today in the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Carrying over from last little seggy, we get into the National League of teams hovering around 500 that you feel pretty good about. Now, what's going to be really, really tough in the National League before I go through these teams is it like I'm looking at wild card standings right now, and there are a lot of teams that are over 500 above the 500-ish teams. So it's like that's a big log jam.
Say that again, sir.
Yeah, maybe I didn't explain
that. My brain don't work so
good.
Maybe
I didn't explain that. So San Francisco Giants right now are fourth in the wild card, and they're 31-24.
Ah.
So in fifth, you get to 500 teams. The Milwaukee Brewers are 500. The Cincinnati Reds are 500. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 500. The Atlanta Braves are 25-28. The next team we'll go ahead and say are out is the Washington Nationals at 24-29. But I don't think we believe in them yet. They need another year or so. Those kids aren't quite ready. Of all these teams, it's so fascinating, too, with these teams. Cincinnati, it's kind of like a Kevin Cash thing. I'm never going to count out Tito. Never. I'm never going to count out Tito. So we could see how that goes.
Until he meets a can of tobacco. Aw, Joe!
I think the Diamondbacks are too good to be this bad.
Yeah, especially, like, the way that, like, and I know one player does not a roster make, but the way that Corbin Carroll's playing this year, it's like, dude, like, he was bad last year and you guys were decent. Like, now he's playing amazing this year and you guys are barely scraping by. What the hell's going on?
Have you seen Perdomo? He's been absolutely fantastic. Eugenio Suarez, he's been absolutely fantastic.
He has. He's hitting dongs.
You got Corbin Burns on the bump that you're going to trust every 5 days.
Yeah, outside of him, though, and, you know, he does not have a very Corbin Burns.
Zach Gallen is not having a consistent year. He's had some good starts in him, but he's had some rough starts in him. Brandon Pfaadt, we're like waiting for him to take that step, but that step just hasn't come yet. Former Hillsborough Hop, Brandon Pfaadt.
Yeah, it's they should be better. They should be better. They started off great, but I don't know. They've taken a step back here. I think that the team that is outside of the playoff race, I think, can make a surge. And we talked about it the last segment of the 7 o'clock hour. Find that wherever you get your podcast. Is the Braves
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Three-headed monster in the rotation.
You get
top five player in baseball coming
MVP
back.
MVP player in Acuna and a Cy Young-esque pitcher, maybe one day, if not at least an ace of your lineup, and Spencer Strider. I mean, you literally just got two of the best players in their respective positions to come back onto your team. If that doesn't do it for you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now,
this is kind of a big, like, June's going to be a really big month for Atlanta.
Now, as far as who they replace in the wild card race, I don't know what I need to see from the Giants. Well, right now, I mean, the Giants are, quote unquote, the odd team looking out. Right now, the Cardinals and them are tied for that last. I don't believe really in either of those guys, like teams, rather.
I'm not sold on the Cardinals yet. I think they're building something. I think they're getting close to being to doing Cardinal things like in the past. But I just who are their five best players? You know, it's kind of like a team of figure it out sort of thing.
Well, Brandon Donovan is having a great year.
Yeah. And Sonny Gray's pitching well. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't believe in the Brewers. I don't know why. I never believe in the Brewers and they always win that division.
Well, they are having they're having a down year. They are regressing back to the mean. I think that we were surprised at how well they played last year and, it's kind of showing itself now.
Well, my money's on Arizona and Atlanta, but here's the problem. You think the Mets are going to fall off?
No.
Do you think the Padres are going to fall off?
No.
That leaves one open spot.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly. And that's where.
I mean, unless you feel the Phillies are going to fall off, which I don't.
No.
The Cubs are raking. Yeah. They need pitching, but they are raking.
They're really good.
And the Dodgers are the Dodgers.
Yeah. And again, I think that is that kind of that process of elimination. It's like, all right, leaves it either the Cardinals or the Giants. And again, the Giants, I felt like it would happen a little bit sooner than this. I remember it was like the first or maybe it was like the second week of the MLB season. We were sitting here and I was like, I don't believe in the Angels' hot start. I don't believe in the Giants' hot start. The Angels have proven me right. The Giants, it's taken a little bit longer than I anticipated.
That Paris kid got sent down for the Angels. Did you see that?
I didn't know.
Yeah, they sent him down because he's batting like 111
in
the month of May.
So, yeah, the Cardinals, I just – they have a good offense, but outside of Gray and Fetty not really trusting their starting lineup. And I will say the Giants are playing really well. I mean, Logan Webb is amazing. Jung Ho Lee
is having an awesome season.
It seems like Robbie Ray decides that this is going to be a good year for him.
Yeah, I saw that on the text line. Is he just good every other year?
He just walks into spring training. He's like, you know what? I'm going to suck this year. You know what? I'm going to be lights out this year.
I'm going to be awesome this year. This year, I'm just going to have Tommy John.
Like, dude, he is one of the more perplexing pitchers of our generation where it's like, is he good?
Is Joe Flacco elite?
Yes. And yes. Like, I honestly want to look at his year-by-year baseball reference page because it is just like, I'm sure it's just like 5.8 ERA, 2.9 ERA, 6.7,
1.9.
It's just like, dude, what the hell?
Let's do that in the break. When we come back, it's everybody's favorite, fair or foul. But first, we'll throw it over to Schultzy with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. And let's let this bad boy breathe. Tried to break early so we could actually have some fun today.
By the way, Robbie Ray, for the most part, has kind of confirmed
that he's not very good.
No, that, well, this
he's
year
a
he
former
is.
Cy Young Award winner.
He is good this year, and it seems like kind of every other two seasons he decides he wants to be good. This year, dominant 7-0, 2.56 ERA. Last year, season got cut short, 4.7 ERA. The year before that, his last year in Seattle, did he have Tommy John or something like that?
He did.
So he barely pitched that year, 8.1. His
it went down like his second start of the year.
His first full season in Seattle, 3.71.
Pretty
his
good.
Last season in Toronto with his Cy Young, 2.84.
His Tommy John season, he had 3.1 innings pitched and then had Tommy John.
Okay, so it was just his first start. That's what it was.
It 8 ERA from that game.
His first season in Toronto, he went literally like 4.79. Last season in Arizona, literally went like 7.84, 6.62. 3.93 in Arizona, 2.89, and then 4.90. So the dude is an absolute roller coaster ride, and the Giants are riding the high of it right now.
But hey, he's 7-0 right now with a 2.56 ERA.
Yeah.
We'll watch him. All right, without further ado, we turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
They got the better end of that trade, the Giants did, because
sure
Mitch
did.
Haniger, what is he, sitting on his couch watching YouTube videos?
They sure did.
One less ball.
But I mean, you had to get rid of Robbie Ray, though. That was a salary dump.
But they literally got back basically a month of major league production and what, a broken outfielder that ended up being released the next season. Like, it was a terrible trade. Yeah. And at the time, I feel like it was just done with short-sightedness. And now, oh, look, long-term, it screwed you even worse.
Just, hey, when Robbie Ray has a 5.8 ERA next year, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Honestly, yeah. I think, dude, it's not just me, you guys. What is he making, like $23, $25 million? I think there are 20 teams that would take that, even if it were an off year of Robbie Ray, because what he's producing for you this year for the Giants, that $20-plus million salary is cheap. So, just saying. All right, guys. Let's see. What do I got here? Ooh, starting off with something we hit on last hour. Go get your podcast anywhere you get your 1080 The Fan podcast. Rhymes with Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ha ha ha. It's actually those words. We were talking Detroit Tigers. They have the best record in MLB so far. Pretty shockingly, it's, I mean, led by great guys like Spencer Torkelson, Tariq Skubal.
My Tigers.
Your Tigers.
Yeah, congrats, you guys. Your Tigers. I know you're heavily, heavily invested in them, but people have said they're the best young team in baseball since their surge last season into the playoffs. But do you think they can keep that going to the end of this season? Fair or foul, the Detroit Tigers will finish the season with the best record in Major League Baseball.
Ooh, sexy.
Ooh. Chop that line up.
In Major League Baseball?
In all of Major League Baseball, because they got the best record right now by a game, so figured, why the hell not? Everybody.
I'll go first. I'll say fair. I like it. I like this team a lot. I think we're watching the American League East fall apart. I think we're watching the American League West fall apart a little bit. That division is really, really difficult, sure. But I think the American League on a whole is kind of weak. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it. Give me the Tigers. I like the Tigers to have the best record in baseball at the end of the year. I don't necessarily like them in the World Series. I think if Carlos Rodon continues to pitch like this, the Yanks are going to be a tough out. And who knows? By the way, Logan Evans right now for the Mariners, it's in the top of the eighth, and he has 75 pitches.
We might see ninth or tenth complete game of the season so far. It's a 7-1 lead. Danny's got to leave him in. The bullpen needs a break.
Oh, and Josh Bell goes deep.
Are you serious?
No.
I was just like, are you like 10 seconds ahead of me? Like, what the hell?
I hope this
going
happens
on?
Again, because remember the hoppy thing from weeks ago?
I hate
Damn it!
So
now I'm really hoping that Josh Bell just goes yard here. He got walked. Lame.
I will say fair. Yeah, I like it.
Well, I am curious. Curiouser and curiouser I become.
Curious and curious.
How much of the Central Division they have played so far? Just taking a quick look. They played the Guardians once. They played Kansas City once. The Twins once. So they played each divisional opponent once. Because I just wonder, as the season goes on and they have to face those teams a little bit more, if there's going to be a couple more losses.
Let's see here.
The toughest remaining schedule looks like.
Got their schedule up. They are about to go to Kansas City.
All right, I'm going to Tankathon here. They're going to tell me the toughest remaining schedule in baseball.
Then in June, they have the White Sox. They host the Cubs at the Orioles.
Damn.
Host the Reds, Pirates, Rays, A's, Twins. That's the month of June.
So I was going to say that that the Cubs will usurp them and the rest of baseball with the best record in the MLB by season's end.
Oh, dude, July 29th, they're hosting the Diamondbacks. It's Grateful Dead night.
Oh, find your way down there, man.
To Detroit? Dude, I hate the Tigers, man. I can't go there.
With some caps, man.
Grilled cheese sandwiches, maybe.
Detroit has the fourth easiest schedule remaining in baseball.
Nice.
My Cubs have the fifth easiest remaining schedule.
You watch your
baseball.
Mouth with that stuff. That's our, my Cubs.
Our
Cubs.
Cubs. Have the fifth remaining schedule. So I am going to say that the Cubs usurp Detroit and they end up becoming the
They'll
team with
it.
The best record in baseball.
They will do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cubs. I'm flying the W, baby.
Dude, I love the Cubs.
I love it.
Fight it like a crow.
I'm fighting like an Armstrong. Fight milk!
All right, guys, let's get into another one. In the last couple of weeks, obviously, seen a couple of managers go. Rockies manager Bud Black gone. Derek Shelton of the Pirates
And that
gone.
Was it. No one else.
Sorry.
Spit on that name.
And now Brandon Hyde for the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, there are probably a couple more to go, but a lot of the discussions around, especially the lesser teams like the Rockies or maybe the White Sox, who have a brand new manager in Will Venable but don't really know what the hell to do elsewhere in their organization, talking about the amount of money that they spend, not really on players, because we've all talked about a salary cap or a salary floor in every sport, especially baseball, but we haven't gotten anywhere. But it's interesting to see the difference in money that teams spend on development, on even like a nutritionist, for instance. You know, if you've got a smaller scouting department, say like the Rockies do, or you only have one Moneyball type analyst like the Rockies do, you're just not up to par like other teams. I've heard, and I made this point a couple weeks ago on the show, that when you go to the Rockies, they just kind of tell you, hey, get out on the field and play, kid. Whereas opposed to you go basically any other organization in Major League Baseball, the Mariners, the Yankees, the Dodgers, they will present you with data, they'll present you with info, and they have the tools to try to help you get better as a player. So guys, fair or foul, are we at the point that MLB needs to mandate a minimum amount of money all teams must spend on things like trading, scouting, coaches, and player development? Fair or foul?
I'll go first on this. I don't think so. I think you got to kind of let teams operate the way they want to operate. You know, if Tampa wants, you know, look, Tampa doesn't spend a lot of money, but they invest a ton in analytics. That's the route they want to go. Snitker in Atlanta, he ain't doing analytics, you know? And I think you run a dangerous path of kind of telling teams how to operate, you know? If you tell teams how to operate, you don't get a Billy Bean. You don't get a Theo Epstein. You don't get a Dave Dombrowski. You don't get a Brian Cashman, you know? And I think it's a little dangerous to kind of dictate how to operate. Now, I see your point, though. I do want there to be a way where teams are putting in the same kind of effort as everybody. I just think, how, you know, if it's nutritionists versus analytics, I think it's a little tough to force teams to go that route if they don't want to. And crappy organizations going to be crappy organizations.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Patrick on this and say foul. There definitely should be a salary cap minimum, as we have talked about before on this show.
I want the floor, desperately.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as they need to spend the minimum this amount. But yeah, as far as what they're putting their resources into and what parts of their franchise, that's a little bit tougher to gauge. And I don't want to be like full-blown conspiracy theorist, but like them cooking the books and saying, oh, yeah, we're spending this much on this. Yeah, don't you worry. And MLB is like, all right, check, you know. Yeah, I say foul on this, that teams, how they want to operate, spend their money on to make their teams better, that's on them. But the one thing they should as hell spend a certain minimum amount of money on is the players.
Yeah, you can't have a $30 million payroll.
I mean, to that point, the Marlins, for instance, signed at the time Giancarlo Stanton to that massive deal that basically everybody behind the scenes knew they had no intention of fully paying out on.
Right.
There was another one. I think the Rockies signed, Nolan Arenado at the time to a big deal. They ended up trading him to the Cardinals because it was just this belief that they wanted to give their fans that they were spending this money when they did not want to. So that's a good point, too. All right, guys, next one up, fair or foul. Kyle Schwarber in the news last week, hitting his 300th career home run, and got me thinking, he is one of the most, I would say, successful home run hitters in the last decade in Major League Baseball. Walks a lot, hits a lot of home runs, strikes out as well. That three true outcome hitter in Major League Baseball that we all love. But he's actually upped his average the last couple of seasons. 248 last year with 38 bombs and 257 this year with 18 bombs so far. And of course, his 300th home run, up to 302 career, guys. At age 32, fair or foul, Kyle Schwarber will hit 500 career home runs.
I'm going to say foul. I feel like that we're going to start seeing some breaking down here soon. But he does kind of feel like this generation's Adam Dunn, in a sense.
And Adam Dunn's got over 400 home runs.
Or, bite my tongue, Jim Tomei.
Ooh, Jim Tomei has 600 home runs, dude.
Yeah,
you
Jim
Tomei's
a...
you watch your mouth, that freaking disgusting legend. Garbage coming out of it.
Jim
Tomei is a first ballot bona fide Hall of Famer.
True or false, Kyle Schwarber, best player from that Cubs World Series team?
Fair.
Kind of looking like it at
everybody
this
else has dropped off the planet. Unless you count the comeback player of the century in Javi Baez.
Yeah, actually.
But yes.
That's also fair.
But yes, I think you are right. Kyle Schwarber is the best player from that team.
Not to hijack Fair or Foul here, but I mean,
I'm optimistic on this. I'm going to say fair. I do think he will get to 500 home runs. He hits 40 every year. So can he do that five more times? Maybe at 32? Maybe. You know, he DHs. He doesn't play in the outfield. The question is Kyle Schwarber always seems like a player who's really good, but nobody really wants him. You know what I mean? Helps the Cubs win a World Series, then goes to the Nationals, then goes to the Red Sox, then goes to the Phillies, where he seems to have found a home. But I think he's a free agent at the end of the year. So that's the strangest thing. The second fascinating part to this is if Kyle Schwarber hits 500 home runs, is Joe Flacco elite?
Shut up.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Get out of here.
Does he go into the Hall of Fame because he broke 500? Because when I watch Kyle Schwarber, I say that is a very good home run hitter. But never do I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Is Clay Thompson a Hall of Famer?
He is. Dude, he's got four rings, bro. He's got four rings. One of the best 3-and-D to ever do it.
We'll find out.
Stop.
I mean, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 500 gets you in, but Kyle Schwarber never strikes me as a Hall of Fame player.
I don't know, dude. I feel like he's... I just, like, I'm picturing myself in, what is it, 7-8 years from now, and I just can't... I can't put the vision in my head, that's Kyle Schwarber's 500th home run. It just doesn't seem like that's a plausible thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you can almost kind of hear stuff in your head.
Yeah, you just try and play the image, and it's just not happening.
Yeah, Spencer Strider has thrown the 29th perfect game. You're like, oh, I can hear that.
He would have to remain exceedingly healthy for this to happen.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like he's been, I mean, this is, what, his 9th, 10th year in the
10th
mix?
Or 11th, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. So you're saying that he's going to give me 7 to 8 more seasons of at least 30 home runs?
I'm trying to be optimistic and have him get 500 because I want to see if he doesn't make the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I thought that was the 500 is a clear.
Dude, if he continues at this pace and gets 500,
that's the number, man.
I would probably put him in. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not in yet. No, not at all.
Wow, okay.
Not at all.
See, I don't know. It could be one of those things that, I mean,
is he like a Craig Biggio? Is he Tim Rock Raines gets in on his 10th ballot?
I got to stop myself because I think that's one of those where it's like, all right, congrats on hitting 500 home runs, dude. That's what you're going to be known
for. That's what you're known for.
Like, you are Adam Dunn at that point. Like,
you're better.
You are just...
Oh, I'd rather have Kyle Schwarber than Adam Dunn.
I don't know, dude.
Really?
I mean, I feel like Adam Dunn, by the time that Kyle Schwarber's career is
over, hitter who bats 200.
By the time that Kyle Schwarber's career is done, I bet you that Adam Dunn will have a better resume than Kyle Schwarber.
All right. Interesting.
We'll have to talk about this in 8 years.
We'll see you in 8 years, Joey.
Oh, man. Good stuff, guys. All right. Final fair or foul really quickly. Got to do with Julio Rodriguez actually having, I would say, one of the best early parts of the season ever in his career.
He's batting 280.
No, he's batting 240 right now, but it's hell of a lot better than 210. Over the last month or so, he's batting 280, but he's got 7 home runs.
You gotta love optimistic fans.
In that span. Well, I'm not trying to be optimistic. I'm literally looking at his stats from earlier years, and April, May just look like ass for him now. Actually looking like he knows what he's doing. Early parts in the season. So, guys, Julio, of course, has kind of been the main part of the Mariners' batting lineup. Cal Raleigh maybe inserting himself in there in the last year or two. But the team kind of goes as Julio's gone. So, by the way, they are up 7-1 right now. He has hit a 2-run bomb tonight. Cal Raleigh with 2 as well. So, fair or foul, guys, Julio Rodriguez will set a career high 4 home runs this season. He's only hit 32. That is the most in his career. I say only because this is a guy that people expect to hit 40 a few times. He's in that Bobby Witt realm. He's in that young superstar realm. I'm sorry, you don't think he is, Joe, but a lot of national prognosticators think he's that young superstar that's supposed to hit those kind of numbers. So fair or foul, guys, he will set a new career high in home runs this season, more than 32.
All right. I will preface this by saying he is still very, very young. He's
very
24
young.
Years old, so yes.
Extremely athletic boy. I love watching him play in center field.
He is like the Shaden Sharp of the Seattle Mariners.
Kind of is.
Ooh,
kind
I
of
love
is.
That comparison.
The talent is there.
Yeah.
You can see it.
And everybody's just
it
kind
leaps
of
off the page.
Yeah, it has these moments where I'm
that
like, dude, he's...
great, great example.
He is the future of this team. And yeah. then you're just kind of like,
damn it!
Right? Right? He's the future. Like... And yes, well, very true. It's like, oh, yeah, he's having a good start in terms of Julio Rodriguez starts. And I'm sorry. I was just getting so worked up over Jordan talking about him that I completely forgot the fair or foul.
He will
is.
Have more home runs this season than any other season.
Career
more
high 32. 32.
He had 32.
So 33 or not, fair or foul.
And he's got 9 so far, and we're a fifth or
he
a
hit,
third
so
through the season.
10 tonight. And yeah,
so 10. So he's on pace for about 30 home
about
runs.
About 30 home runs.
I'm going to say fair because he turns it on late. That's how he plays, is that, you know, once he gets past All-Star break, makes adjustments, does something different. So at this point, I will say fair because this is the best start of any year that he's had, and he turns it on late. So, yes, I will say fair.
I will also say fair. However, there are a couple things. He better do it this year, because if he doesn't do it this year, the questions are going to start being asked. And I don't know how he's going to deal with that kind of pressure. Because came out with a bang, got his bag, and Schulte, I love your optimism, but 240 ain't going to cut it for me. I think there is a very, very good chance that Julio Rodriguez is an A-plus defender and is a 275, 30 home run guy. I think there's a very realistic chance that that's the case.
That ain't bad. That was...
That ain't bad. That's Torii Hunter.
That's Carlos Beltran.
That's Carlos Beltran. That's Torii Hunter.
Yeah.
Both those guys are fringe Hall of Famers.
I'm trying to pull up a certain player's career stat line before I say it out loud because I think...
You're about to offend somebody.
Well, yeah. You pulling out like an Andrew Jones comparison or some bullshit?
No,
like that?
Andrew Jones was good.
I think
he
even
get a lot of home runs.
I mean, I think it's going to make you even more mad. But honestly, when I'm looking at this career line,
oh god,
I don't think you're going to be upset with a Derek Lee-esque career
for a center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Derek Lee, he had 331 home runs.
Derek Lee.
Derek
Sorry,
Lee.
I spaced off there for a moment. Derek Lee. You're comparing Julio Rodriguez to Derek Lee. Derek Lee won a World Series.
He did.
Just saying.
Won 0 gold gloves, though.
That's not true. He won 3.
He won
3 gold gloves?
So oh, it says right here on his baseball
face. I mean, he's tall, dude.
Well, that's true.
3 gold gloves, silver slugger,
what
batting titles.
2003. Marlins.
I mean. At this point, if you're Julio, are you upset with that?
Derek Lee got paid too.
Now I have
when he
to
went to Chicago.
I have to go to Julio's baseball reference page to see what his
comparable players.
Yes, what he's tracking.
Oh yeah. What is reference? I want to know what reference says.
Yeah. All right. Screw
Raul Ibanez.
You literally almost made me say the F word. You literally. Oh my god! I almost had a double.
Similar batters through the age of 23: Jack Clark, Jeff Francoeur.
Oh, dude, Francoeur was one of the largest prospects in the history of Major League Baseball.
So this list...
He was a pretty good player.
Dell Ennis, Greg Luzinski.
Through the age of 23, this list is pretty hard to compare to.
Jeff Burrows. Wait, hold on, I'm getting there. Michael Harris the second. But at number 7, Barry effing Bonds.
Barry effing Bonds?
What about in the next category? What about players he's tracking
just
like?
Just similar batters right now. Luis Robert Jr.
Oh, God, heaven help us all.
Rocco Baldelli.
Oh,
Jim Greengrass do it for you?
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
Oh, Joe, these are some scary truths you're dropping here,
I don't
buddy.
Even see Derek Lee anywhere on this list.
I don't think I'm ever going to ask a question about Julio again, guys. Holy ass.
I love, for the record, I love Julio. My wife yesterday wore my, I have a T-shirtsy. I have a jersey from Julio Rodriguez.
Nice. Teal or blue?
Blue.
All right.
See-through.
Look at those nipples.
Makes my nipple piercings pop.
Hell yes.
Listen, I think Julio is a charming young fella. I think he's nice.
I think he's super fun to watch play baseball.
Yeah, it's just...
especially if you sit in the outfield.
Yeah, it's just, you know, be better.
Yeah, be better. You gotta be better at your job, bud.
Be a little better.
Because you kind of suck.
Just be a little better.
Just be a little better.
Yeah.
275. All right, that's fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap up shop. Hot Corner today, the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.